Every year, about 12 million tires are thrown away in Ohio. That's one tire for each person in the state. Bob Large is supervisor of the scrap tire unit at the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency. He says old rubber tires are a big concern. Many of them are piled in landfills, and they're extremely flammable. Once on fire, it can take days, even months, to extinguish them. The resulting oily black soot can contaminate the air, surface water, and soil. Large says Ohio is looking for a solution.
You know, it's a problem we have to solve. I mean, the scrap tires are going to continue to be generated. There's no lessening of the number of miles that we drive as individual citizens, and there's certainly no lessening of the truck traffic we see on our interstates. So it's something we need to deal with. We need to find the right solution here.
Some states are recycling scrap tires for use in highway repavement. They grind up tires and mix the rubber chips with asphalt to pave the roads. Large wants the Ohio Transportation Department to try the chrome rubber mix.
Reports out of California, Florida, Arizona, three states that use a lot of it, they're sold on it. They see it being, after they've got over the initial learning curve, a cost-effective substitute. They can actually get away with a thinner layer of asphalt, so they wind up the dollar per mile cost is about the same. So they're very well sold on it. It's performing well for them. And I'm hoping the tests that ODOT is doing currently will verify that it works well here in Ohio and they can expand on the use of it here.
In the early 1990s, Congress was expected to mandate the use of chrome rubber and roadway repaving, so the Ohio Department of Transportation started 9 research projects. But the mandates never came. Year after year, they were delayed and the idea was eventually dropped. ODOT engineer Bill Christensen nearly forgot about the test sites. He's not a fan of chrome rubber because it's more than double the price of asphalt concrete.
I'm willing to try most any type of additive. We're willing to find something better. To use something strictly to recycle isn't necessarily the best use of our highway dollars. And of the 9 projects we built with chrome rubber modifier, the additional cost that we paid for that modifier, we could have paved another, and I want to say it was around 100 miles of road.
But some states find that rubber roadways are cost-effective. Arizona, California, and Florida regularly use tire chips in their paving mix. George Way is pavement section engineer at the Arizona Department of Transportation. He says the rubber gives a smooth ride and helps prevent cracking. He says rubber roads go 2 or 3 times longer than regular asphalt before needing maintenance. So even though the tire chip mix costs more up front, Way says it's worth it in the long run.
It's typically used in an amount that's less than half the thickness of regular asphalt. So when you place it as we do here in Arizona, which is really basically only the top portion of the pavement, it basically is coming out to virtually the same cost. Then when you factor in the better performance, that it lasts as much as 2 times longer or more, it's very cost effective.
Way says they're using so much recycled rubber in Arizona that last year they ran out of scrap tires. Now they're importing tires from other states. In Ohio, the state EPA is encouraging additional research into the use of tires for chrome rubber. The EPA says nearly half of those tires could be used in roadway repaving. ODOT's Bill Christensen is still wary. He says the weather makes things different in the Midwest. He says the freeze-thaw climate is much harder on pavement. But he agreed to check one of the chrome rubber research projects. He pulls his car over on the berm, puts on his orange mesh vest, gets out and walks on the side of the roadway. He's looking at the pavement. This area was paved with a mix of chrome rubber and asphalt 6 years ago. There's some cracks, but he says it's in relatively good condition. Then he gets back in the car and drives a few hundred yards. He looks at the control section paved with asphalt concrete.
I would have to give the chrome rubber section a better rating just from the standpoint that it is less oxidized and has less cracking at the berm. But it's not considerable difference, and as I said, this is close to what we were seeing on the other pavements, too, so maybe a year will bring them back or bring them closer to equal.
Whether Ohio adds rubber to its roadways or not, the state legislature wants some solution to the scrap tire problem. Lawmakers have created a grant program to encourage new uses of old tires. So far, the state has given out $6.5 million. It will begin funding new projects later this year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant Cooper in Columbus.